Welcome to another preview teaser of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. This is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
This is Josiah Sap for the Villain on Twitter. Hey guys, this is going to be a special brainstorming episode that we came across, I guess. It's not necessarily a deep dive, but we
No, just through our brainstorming sessions, we came across this list of 20 things every man should know how to do.
Yeah, that was
pretty and much it's kind of got us thinking about a list, so we thought we'd make our own list and see how we compare and see if we're men. All right, Joe, just keep it together. So I feel like I'll just start with mine, okay. And I'll just throw a couple of mine, and then you can jump on yours, and we'll just compare.
We need to toss lists out, compare our list to what...
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, so do you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay, top 10 or top reasons you think you're a man.
Well, for me, these are like the top ones that I feel in a way through life that have helped me be a man.
And we'll go back and forth. You shoot one to me, you
sounds back and forth. Sounds great. Sounds terrific.
Test runs, baby.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, good one. This is a good one, and I shake hands.
Ooh, that's interesting.
A firm shake. You know how many times I've come across somebody who gives me a dead fish handshake?
You know what? I'll say that,
and it's
too.
Sad.
Did not make my list.
You like dead fish handshake?
I went the more...
Or the limp. I call it the limp.
You know what? Direct eye contact with another man when you shake his hand.
I'll be honest.
A firm handshake.
When I meet a man, I make sure I give him a firm handshake.
Yeah. Yeah. And make sure you look the dude in his eyes and make sure it's firm, but you don't have to pull your man card out and like fucking...
No, just enough to know, be like, dude, I mean business.
Yeah. And I've met those assholes where it's like, you want to fucking go now, Holmes? It's like, fucking let's square it, fool. Let's do it right now.
Let's do it now.
So, but the proper handshake. Yeah, dude. Okay, I like that. Mine would be, again, I went the violent route. Every man should know how to throw a fucking punch.
Without breaking a knuckle?
Yeah.
That is true.
Okay, go for it. What else you got? What made your list?
How to take a punch in the face.
No. Okay, not that.
Let me see. What's another good one? Okay, this is one that people don't even think about.
Go for
it. We kind of dress for the occasion.
Ooh, that's a good one. Dude.
Know how to know the level of dress attire for the moment. It could be like if you're going to a wedding, if you're going to a backyard shindig, if you're going to a friend's, like just anything, know the level and know how to, even simple stuff like coordinate. Don't wear a brown belt with black shoes. I'm sorry.
But that's why you always ask the person, like, is it?
Yeah.
What kind of?
But to know the idea to know to even ask. That's the thing, too.
But a guy should know how to dress for the occasion. Okay, I can see that, dude. Next one for me is going to be, fuck it, how to shave. Every man should know how to shave. All of a sudden,
it's never come up, so I don't know. I assume so.
I thought that was a good one.
No, that's a good one, but it's not really important. To you, it's more important than to me. Let's put it that way. I know nothing of this world. What's another one? And it kind of goes with the whole... dress for the occasion is like just ironing your clothes.
Good one, dude. Good.
A lot of people don't iron. I mean, yeah, wear a lot of t-shirts and stuff, jeans, but still to know how to take care of and just properly not look like a slob.
That made my list too, so I will piggyback that and say every man should know how to do his own laundry, dude.
That is correct.
I mean, that's a given, so go ahead, back to you. I just piggybacked yours.
Okay, we talked about this before, but also kind of cross paths, like, nowadays, like, as a parent and having a daughter, a lot of the stuff I feel like also come across, like, they're just men, but women should also know it, too. Everyone should know it. Anybody who's living in society should know this. Like, change a tire.
You know what? That's a fair one, dude.
Because it's not really that hard to do, but a lot of people are afraid to do it. I understand there's dangerous situations, but still, like, if you're
I think for women, no offense, and I don't want this to be necessarily, like, an anti-bashing women episode, which is not. It's like every man should know, like, you know, how to jack a car anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, both jacking, perhaps, but everyone knows how to jack it, because if a woman doesn't know how to properly place, you know, the jack, she's going to get smashed anyways. She's going to be like, unbolt these fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's all.
It's a thing, guys.
But the whole thing is like, it's heavy and it's dangerous. But if you're in a where you're nowhere near help or anything,
dude,
and the last your worst case your scenario, you should be able to do it.
Because sucks, or your phone died.
I'll be honest, I've called AAA and I've had assistance, highway assistance help me, but it is something you need to know when the man, I think it's something you should
teach. You know what? I'm down with that, dude. Okay, that made my list too, dude. I would put how to change a tire / how to change oil.
Okay.
Not pump gas, and how to jump a car.
Okay.
Right?
That is coming handy. I felt like a gentleman. I had people, I'll help any gender, but I've had people that have like, I don't know how to jump start a car. And I'll be like, I'll help you.
Yeah.
And it makes, hey, I feel pretty manly when I do it and the car starts up. So yeah, I'll agree with that one.
Okay. What you got next? And I got one more, and I think that's all I got before we go into the list, man.
Even this is going to be a weird one. A lot of men don't think of knowing this, but it does come in handy. And I think every man does because it goes, it's funny, it's all with the attire stuff. Like sewing.
Interesting. Like, because yes and no.
Like, it's a, like, to like teach, like, if you have a son, or even like any gender, but if you have a son and at least know how to sew a button, or at least like first, as for like first aid kind of like. Sewing
a button at least.
Yeah, a button or...
I can't sew a zipper for you, but I can sew a button.
But in worst case scenario, because you don't want to like... You look pretty dope if somebody goes like, oh man, I lost a button, and like boom. Or something like that. And just like little things that you don't think realize, but it's going to make you look pretty dope if you can at least...
Okay. The last masculine thing I got, what every man should know how to do. Do you know how to start a fire?
A lighter?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Okay, look.
I've never started a fire rubbing two sticks, so I don't
sticks
know.
And stones, no. But, like, give me, you know, some flint, and I can fucking do that. I mean, lighter, and, like, in to start a fire, I can start a fire, dude. Give
yeah, that's kind of like a lost art, though.
It kind of
think
is.
Think about
I'm,
it.
And cause... I'm not a Boy Scout at all, by any means necessary.
No, 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 no.
Okay, man. Well, that was our list. You ready to rock and roll on the lists we have
pull
now?
It out.
This one came out on Ranker, dude. So we're going to go deep dive on this one real quick, and not even a deep dive. This is just a fun one for us just to knock out.
All
right. When it comes to male gender, there are certain things all guys simply must know, whether it is for your own personal safety in case of emergencies that may or not be a bear attack related, to not look like an idiot in public for the benefit of people in your life, or just for your own betterment. Taking a moment to learn the secrets on this list of things all men should know is essential.
All right.
So we gave ours, dude. Here for number 20.
All right, 20. Go.
How to make small talk with strangers.
I can do that.
Yeah, you definitely
and
can.
And if I couldn't, this wouldn't be happening. Well, not even strangers, small talk in general. Be able to. It's the whole thing where it's come up where being able to just chat somebody, like anybody.
Yeah, so, and not be a dick about it or be
off. Yeah, well, it helps you out and it helps you enjoy the time.
And just be fucking cool with fucking people, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
Number 19, how to tell when meat is done.
I like my meat red. With, I mean,
do you know how to cook? I mean, that sounds bad because I know you know how to cook, but like.
But with. Like, this is a. Like, yeah, you have to learn how.
I can cook, but I don't know how to bake. Does that make me less masculine?
No. It's like some people. It all depends. But when meat is done, it's just a. It's one of those things that kind of come up with a whole just.
Preference.
Yeah, preference, but at the same time, just being knowledgeable and just being smart about things, you know?
And chicken's way different, so you got to be way more careful.
Chicken obviously is what makes me nervous, but like steak, I like it a little bit rare, so. It's just, but yeah, to know the preference, to know the difference about what people
this are. Is funny, and I don't know how to take this one, but this is, again, Ranker list, guys, is number 18. How to let go of regret.
No regrets, man.
Pretty much. I mean, everyone should know that.
Just don't. Yeah, just don't hang on to things because it just doesn't do you any good.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't build up past aggression. I guess is what it is.
Yeah.
Number 17. What to do if you fall through ice?
I live in Southern California. It's never come up. I assume. What do you?
The sun would melt it, right? I mean, no, I
in
mean,
California, there. Right? I've jumped into a cold pool.
Into the cold beach, 70 degrees. Yeah,
I don't know, but I assume I would know how to get out of it.
Number 16 would be how to unlock a bra with one hand.
Oh,
cake and cake with my teeth, with my toes.
It's one of those things where, like, oh my god, it's so terrible.
It does sound terrible.
But I remember one time, like,
go for it, dude. You're a lady.
So I was like, when I first heard of it, somebody goes, "I could do it with one hand." I'm like, "Huh?" And I was had it back in my head, and it came up one time. Well, many times.
Kind of cake.
And I'm like, boom. And I'm like, in my head, I didn't say it out loud, but in my head, I'm like, holy shit, I did it. What the fuck?
Same.
I and it benefits you, and it makes you look really slick. But also, Go for it. The girl was like,
"We got time.
How the fuck were you so good at that?" And I'm like, I don't know, natural. Yeah, because natural you're like, instinct. "How are you so good at it?"
Well, practice. Number 15 is going to be how to iron a dress shirt. So technically, 15 on the list, and we both said iron it.
Yeah, which is coming handy, makes you look less like a slob.
This one's interesting. Number 14, how to break down a door.
Oh, come on.
It's a ranker list, dude. Now, it's a list.
But when is I'm just going to put
the opportunity come up when somebody's house is on fire?
I'm just going to.
Firemen?
I'm just going to go with adrenaline, and I'm going to hope adrenaline just gets me through this.
Cotton. So. I mean, if I have fucking, you know, my tools to fucking pick the lock and shit like that.
I happen to have a battering ram in my back of my car.
Exactly, dude. Number 13 is going to be how to escape a sinking car.
You know what? I've watched a lot of Discovery Channel, so.
Go for it.
This is what I've learned. I've learned. I think, oh shoot, what was it? It's something in your, was it your seatbelt? I think it is. Mm-hmm. The metal part there is able to,
break the glass, right?
Yeah, there's certain points in your car where it has a certain, because you can't just break, okay, here's the thing. When the certain pressure, water pressure, I guess it's against your window, it's pretty much almost impossible to break the window. Yeah. You have to find something that's able to find a certain weak point in your glass.
Yeah.
I've heard people even keeping like a spark plug in your door or anywhere near
That's
you.
That's kind of interesting. I haven't
Because a spark plug has a certain angle or a certain point that if you hit strike glass, it will shatter the glass.
So I'm not a man for not knowing that, dude.
You're welcome. Hopefully you're in a sinking car with me one day.
Oh, shit. Hopefully not, dude. But again, yeah, Southern Cali.
But it's not a lot of rivers.
Number 12, dude, on the list is going to be, and I know this one, you obviously do, how to hold a baby.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, like, it's one of those things that are hard when you first have to do it, but once you get used to it, it's just, babies are, that's weird, babies are not as gentle as you assume, like, people are thinking, like, they're super gentle, but babies are built. You just
bang their heads up on
No, I don't do that. Babies are built to be, like, resilient, be, like, tough little kids.
Yeah.
They're not as gentle. I mean, yeah, don't drop them. But, yeah, you learn how to – my main idea is the whole – when I hold the baby, just hold the head steady and protect the head. Everything else
pretty much fine. That's pretty much it, dude.
Yeah.
And also, I guess Slash would be changing diapers, although that's just one
thing. I got really good at that.
Same. I mean, I got nephews and nieces. I changed all of them.
You get really good really fast.
Yeah. Number 11 would be the best and safest way to shave.
I don't have any problem with this.
Okay.
What about you? Do you know?
I do, although I'm letting the beard grow out, dude. So, yeah.
Mine, I just went to electric shaver because I just, yeah, that doesn't come up.
Number 10 on Ranker's list is how to throw a punch.
You know what? I've never really been in an altercation where I need to throw a punch.
No shit?
I'm just going to, like, just start kneeing people. I don't know.
Flying knees.
I just assume I'm going to know what to do when it's just going to another time. I'm just going to let the adrenaline take control.
Oh, jeez, dude. Slap punches.
Did you know in wrestling, did you learn... Do you learn anything, or are you just going to take a guy? Are you going to take a guy to the ground?
You know what? I would take any guy to the ground.
So if you're in a fight, would that? I'm curious about
it
that.
It comes in handy, dude. Like I'm not a boxer, like trained boxer.
So if
but I know how to keep my distance for sure. But if somebody wants to get in tight, close, if they want to box it out with me, it depends. Like if I'll feel them out for sure first.
Yeah.
But if the dude knows how to fight, and nowadays people know fucking jiu-jitsu, dude, taekwondo. So it's like, okay, cool, you can feel people out. But I'm more of a feel you out first guy before I make a move on you.
Or just be like, hey, bro, it's not that big a deal. Let's chill out.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, 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 pretty much. I mean, I'm too old to fucking get in altercations now. But, like, technically that's the world we're living in.
I don't
MMA
that,
now.
Yeah, I don't be that guy like, stop, my back. It went out.
Yeah, exactly. Dude. My ankle. It's like,
it you know. Your ankle?
Yeah, yeah. But it's like one of those things, though, like, I've been in fights with, like, 2-3 guys against me. And it's like, okay, there's only so much you can do. Just protect the head by that point.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but, yeah, it depends. You just got to feel people out. Dude.
Okay.
And you, that's, yeah, old school stories. Number 9 is going to be how to tie a tie.
Okay,
I agree.
It's not great, but it gets the job done.
It made our list.
Yeah.
Number 8, how to do your own laundry.
I learned the hard way. I have, in my teenage years, I had many clothes with bleach stains.
Yeah, but, I think we all did.
But you have to. That's just good, man. Like, you can't just assume somebody that could do your laundry. You have to learn, and it's smart.
Totally agree, dude. Number 7 is going to be how to flirt without being creepy.
I'm still trying to figure. Well, it doesn't matter anymore now.
You're
but
now.
I'm not good at it. No, but it's tough because nowadays it's just like, you know, the worst part. I don't know.
The world we're living in right now is kind of.
Yeah, but even when during my dating years, dating, my time in my life, I was dating, it was always like, the worst one is like when a girl's like, I'm not interested. I'm like, I'm just trying to get by. No, I'm not even flirting. I'm like, I was just trying to walk by. Like, you know, like stuff like that was annoying because, like, as a gentleman, I'm like, oh, I'm going to open the door for you. Same. And they'll be like, ugh. And I'm like,
you're welcome.
Dude, I'm just opening the door. Back off. Like, but it is the, you know, tough
let's
one.
Let's deep dive this
one. Oh, trust me, we'll revisit this one. But it's always, it's a tough, especially nowadays, but it's a tough world.
I used to get back in the day, dude. Girls I would work with, and hey, how you doing? How's your day? And other girls would look at it like, oh, he's flirting with her now. It's like, bitch, first of all, I wasn't flirting. It was just asking someone. It's, you're misconstruing what it is.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what it is. So am I a creepy guy? No, fuck no. I'm the furthest thing from creepy guy. It's just the way I say things can be harsh and it would sound more sexist in the world we're living in. I don't know.
No, don't run. I'm not a creeper. That always works.
No, because I would write the book on, dude, this is how you be creepy. Josiah's opening lines. Like, I would just sound like an odd dude anyway.
Nah.
Next one's going to be number 6. How to grocery shop for yourself, Kate. I've had my own place, dude, before.
I do it now. And it's just like, just be smart about things and all that. But it's more like just normal, just survival.
Yeah, pretty much. Number 5 would be how to build a campfire.
I can
do this. Okay.
With what?
Again, give me flint. I can't rub, like you said, sticks and stones together. But, I mean, give me some flint, some spark, I can get a fire going. Give me some brush, I can get a fire going.
And this is the weird part, like...
I mean, my lighter, in any given situation, like, I'm a smoker, so I always have a lighter with me. But, like, give me fucking soggy fucking wood. Fucking make fire, dude.
That's the hard part is, like, since stuff you don't really think about, but, I mean, if you know how to do it, you'll go far.
Number 3 on the list, dude. Oh, actually, number 4 on the list, my bad. This one I might not be masculine on is the 4 rules of firearms.
What are the 4 rules of firearms?
Always keep the safety.
Okay.
Don't treat your – I mean, always respect your weapon, I guess. Don't put your gun at anyone.
Of course.
And the 4th one would be what, though? So that's why I'm not masculine for
now. Because I know the ones like don't
point.
Yeah, don't point unless you're planning to shoot.
Yeah.
Hand finger off the trigger.
Exactly. Okay, so that's probably got to be
the 4th one. Yeah, safety on – and I think, yeah, always treat it with respect.
Yeah.
That's the ones I've known. I don't know.
Unless there's another one.
Yeah.
Number 3 on the list is going to be how to jump a car.
I can't jump that high.
You're not Kobe.
I can't jump cars.
Okay.
No, it's come in handy. And for yourself, it's always smart. But actually, it's come up many times where I'm like sitting in my car or in a parking lot and you see somebody struggling and you're like,
you got
they're that. Doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and I've helped them, and I felt like a hero. I felt pretty manly.
You know what? I like helping people, though, dude. Unless, like, I'm short on time. It's like, I gotta go.
Do you point at your watch and be like, hey, I would help you, but I gotta get going.
That's happened before, dude.
Get triple A.
Number 2 would be, I guess, same one I put slash on my list, but it's going to be 2, how to change a tire.
And with this, it's one of those things like, okay, in California, we have a certain number we call. Even if you don't triple A, if you're on the highway,
actually,
there's a certain number you can call. They'll change your tire for you, or at least get you off the freeway to change you. So that safety always first. You have triple A, yeah. But it's always nice to know in case you're stuck somewhere and you have your phone's dead, you have no way to access help, and you need to get out of there quick. You should know how to do it, where to place the jack, and how to put your tire. Because it's one of those things like you hope you never really have to do because it sucks.
Yeah.
I've had to do it 2 or 3 times and it's just a pain in the ass. But it's nice to know how to do it in case of emergencies.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those skills, I guess. It's unisex, but this is more.
But it's tough, though, too, because the tires are heavy.
They are.
Even for me, like, tires are heavy. So that's what I'm saying. First things.
I'll back you up.
Get help.
For sure.
Yeah. If you can't help, worst case scenario, you should at least know how, so at least you can, you know, you have a chance.
Number 1 on the list, and totally back you up, dude, is going to be how to give a manly handshake.
Oh, like I said, so many times I've had a limp handshake, and it's just like, damn, dude. Like, and it's I think it's kind of, in some ways, going like a lost art.
You know what? I agree, but it goes back to, like, I wanted to deep dive this when you brought it up. Like, it's always the bigger dudes, and everyone thinks, like, fucking shorter dudes have Napoleon syndrome. And me, I'm cool as fuck with everyone. I don't care how big you are, though, dude. Like, if you're going to look at me like fucking and squeeze the fuck out of my hand, it's like, fool,
at that
if
point, you want to score up,
yeah, yeah. I mean, by that point. But then again, it turns into, do you really want to see old Josias? No. Like, we can fucking square up, fool, right now. I don't care how big. Bring your homies, too, fool, because you're going to need some fucking help.
For me, it's always been just a squeeze until I feel them kind of stop. Cool, I stop, too.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole eye connection, too, and, like, that's pretty much what it is. Like, kind of respect the person you're shaking their hand with.
You are being judged. Like, a lot of people who I've had when I meet the first time, and it's a guy, I'm like, cool. In my head, I'm like, here's the first handshake. And I try to, like, boom. Like, I take a lot of just like, okay, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to get this gold handshake so this person knows, like, oh, this guy knows how to give a handshake.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice. They're going to respect you for it because if they're giving you a nice handshake, they know about it, too.
Dude, I meet a lot of douchebags then, dude.
You get a lot of limps? Handshakes?
No, I get a lot of fucking douchebags. Like,
oh, I was trying to squeeze your hand?
A lot of fucking, I guess, best way to put it. This is why this is my deep dive now is fucking a lot of fucking alpha males.
That's funny.
And which are kind of douchebags. Okay. But, like, I don't think I'm a douchebag, but I normally think I'm an alpha male. But at the same time, it's like, dude, well, fucking, I know who. Like, okay, fucking, if talk to me. Let's have a conversation before I can judge you. But again, that handshake is that first interaction where it's like, oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, that's
And we're locked in a handshake for 5 minutes. It's like, fool, do you want to do this right now? Like, I've been to places where it's like, oh, fuck, another fight. Like, I don't need this bullshit. Yeah. But again, that's old Josias.
Well, that sucks. I mean, you can't get it. But it's still like you said, you just go in there and get your firm handshake. And anybody except women, I think that'd just be rude.
It is.
But but that goes into another whole thing. I'm like, sadly, there's a lot of douchebags out there. But just give that because it just shows you like it's just like a lost art. Like certain things where like when people's gonna feel like feel that firmness, they're gonna be like, oh, this guy knows, and it gives you a lot of points.
Yeah. So I mean, okay. So now we asked the girls at the office a few days ago. But yeah, when we got a list from them and.
Well, I'm sure they have different opinions. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's funny the list they brought and we were busy the other day. So it's like, oh shit. I did not bring them.
But apparently they were inspired. Cause yeah.
But yeah, dude, the answers that the women were giving are like, ooh, no. Thanks for the couple advice you gave me. But it's like, okay. That's why I premised it with like, just give me your honest opinion. Like, ooh, thank you. But no, not the route I was hoping you would take.
Yeah.
So it's everyone's opinions and interpretations of it, but it's more a man's perspective. And again, not to sound anti-feminine, but it's like these are things guys should know how to do. Like we couldn't break down. I mean, we probably could deep dive.
Yeah.
Next top 20 things every female should know how to do.
Yeah, but like,
what do you want to touch that one?
No, I would be interested in just brainstorming and see what we come up with and go from there. But like, it's just. As we were going through a list and you gave me the idea to go through the top, like, oh, this is top 20 list. What do you think?
Yeah.
I was like, man, like a lot of my stuff here, maybe I'll just go through real quick. Stuff I came across, I'm like, everyone should just know how to do. Like, it's a simple one. Hang a picture.
But
balancing and just a proper way to hang them a certain.
Cake.
Like, no, okay. Parallel park.
That's easy.
You say it because you know how to do it.
Yeah.
And with my wife, I'm the one that she has got like, you're way better than I, and I parallel park.
Okay.
But that's just because she doesn't like parallel parking.
These are the ones you asked.
I know. Like, do minor stuff, like fix a leaky faucet.
Okay.
Cool. Let me see another one.
Kill a spider, I guess, would be on
throw there. Throw a spiral. I still can't do that.
I have little hands, so that's my excuse. But
everyone should know, like,
unless it's a junior pee wee football, then I can throw a
Nerf
fucking
ball. Oh, I can Nerf ball all day.
Six spiral,
Nerf
dude.
Ball all day. Stuff like if you can do, people are gonna be like, "That's dope," and I didn't expect to do it. Beer. I was drinking a beer. Pour a proper beer.
Okay. Well, it depends on the tap because I work.
But at least know the idea. So people, if you can probably be like, damn, this guy knows how to
pour your, tip the glass and fucking do that.
What's another one I have? Change it out. These are all bonus ones.
You call them bonus. This is why it's a throwaway episode.
I can't do any of these. I'm just saying to be interesting, like stuff that's a thing to do. Like, if you're, cause you're saying build a fire, wilderness, like find food. Grow shelter.
Okay, that's probably why you're not
build
a man.
Shelter. I know how to grow a shelter.
You didn't build a fucking house you're living in.
Find clean water. Ooh, like certain rules, like clean water, like basic rules, like moving water is best for you. Boil water.
Boil water.
You don't poison yourself. Or eat a poison berry, whatever. And it's come in handy, especially if you travel a lot. Know a foreign language.
That's a good one.
Because when I traveled, it came in so handy. Because guess what? Not everyone speaks. Some people speak English. Some people speak Spanish. And luckily, it doubles your chances of survival abroad.
That's true. That's true. So, okay.
So those are just some quick ones. Yeah.
No, those were a list, guys. And again, this is just another throwaway episode. We're going to have a bunch more throwaway episodes that we're going to put in different orders because we're not confident in doing this yet.
Yeah, we're just saying, but say we're practicing. We just want people to enjoy it and listen and just see
so
what we're
going. So this episode is probably going to get tossed on the next episode of Comic Syndicate, whichever one
might be. Let's call it a point one.
Any point one episode is probably going to be this one. Yeah. So we're going to bank a bunch and we're going to be like, okay, how confident are we? And fucking just rock it out, man. So,
yeah, but in the meantime, we're just having fun. Just
brainstorming.
We practice and you guys get to enjoy it.
Or not and be like, oh, I hate this fucking dude.
But it's practice, so give him a pass.
We're going to keep rotating fucking who leads it. And
yeah.
That's pretty
like
much
I said, it's a new idea and we're, just working on it and seeing where it goes.
Yeah. We need to get more confident with each other. Confident with each other?
Just get the comfort level up. Well, I already feel it's pretty high up, but whatever.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. All right, guys, that's all we got for this week. We don't know when we're going to drop this, but point one, we're probably going to bank it. But you guys can catch us the next time you guys catch us. You guys can find full details on how and where to find us.
You can find us on Facebook on Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. On Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. An email. Actually, we have an email. Which is
we do have an email, don't
the last episode I forgot. Our email is deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com. So if you want to send us any ideas, any questions, or anything, you can send it to us and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, dude. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter if you guys want to shoot the shit with me. Find us on Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast on Facebook. Again, like RJ said, hit up those links. And if you guys really need me, feel free to hit me up at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm posting a lot of shit. And every time I give love to this podcast, I give love there. So that's where to find me, guys. All right, that's all we got. We'll catch you guys when we catch you guys.
All right, guys. Catch you later.
Late.